This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. House of Representatives has started debating impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump for a second time. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Resolved that Donald John Trump, President of the United States, is impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors.
For the second time in 13 months, House Democrats are arguing for President Trump's removal, with Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying he incited an armed rebellion at the Capitol.
He is a clear and present danger to the nation.
Republicans like Jim Jordan argue this is simply Democrats continuing an obsession with canceling the president.
We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time, one week before he leaves office.
It's unclear how impeachment may move in the Senate. A GOP strategist says Republican leader Mitch McConnell believes the president did commit impeachable offenses and told donors this weekend he's through with the president. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Jordanian court handed out heavy prison terms Wednesday to 11 people convicted of joining the Islamic State group and of planning attacks against churches and security personnel in the kingdom. Three of the defendants were sentenced in absentia after traveling to Afghanistan in 2019 to join the group in its fight against U.S. forces and the Taliban. They had stayed in touch with the other eight who had been arrested ahead of planned attacks in Jordan under the banner of IS. The eight defendants present in court Wednesday were sentenced to between 5 and 15 years, while those who were in Afghanistan were handed terms of 9 years. France said Wednesday it had brought home 7 children of French jihadists from northeast Syria, continuing a repatriation.